What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Catherine and I'm from Fort Saskatchewan, just outside of Edmonton.
Okay. And you?
My name is Kaylee and I'm also from Fort Saskatchewan.
Do you have any hobbies?
I play hockey and I like to ski, like downhill skiing.
Okay. Do you have any hobbies?
I like to do spin. So it's like on a spin bike, a stationary bike, and I work at a spin studio. And I also play rugby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Final 2.0 is a cooperation between some Finnish and Canadian schools. What do you think of the project and what has your stay here been like so far?
It's been good. It's really cool to see the differences between what we have and what you guys have.
Yeah.
I found the whole trip very interesting, and it's different. It's interesting to see the differences between the two school systems.
Yeah.
Do you live far away from the school?
Not very far, maybe 20 minutes.
Okay. Do you live far away from school?
No, it's a 5-minute drive.
What do you think are the differences between our school here in Ivalo and your own school in Elk Island?
I notice the main one is our semesters are different. You guys have a 5-week semester, and we only have 2 semesters over about 3 months each, so they're a lot longer. And every day we have 4 classes that are 75 minutes, and yours are a lot shorter.
I think our school is set up a lot differently. We don't have a cafeteria at our school, so we bring our own lunches or we leave at lunch because most of us can drive when we're 16. So we have a giant student parking lot and we all leave the school a lot to go for lunch. So that's another big difference.
Yeah, interesting.
Did you have any stereotypes about Finnish people before you came here, and have they been proven right or wrong?
I didn't really have any, so.
Me neither.
Maybe that you guys are super happy.
Yeah,
they're really the happiest happy people. Country, and you've all seemed happy and nice, so. Yeah.
What do you think?
It feels a lot safer here, you guys will just leave your stuff.
Yeah.
Everywhere, while in Canada you can't really do that.
Yeah. Have you learned something new about the Arctic areas of Finnish Lapland?
Yeah, I think it was super cool to learn about the Sami culture. I hope I said that right. That's super interesting. There were lots of, it reminded me a lot of our indigenous kind of culture in Canada. And I think it's super interesting to learn about each indigenous culture around, especially around the Arctic. I feel like there are lots of similarities. So even the languages and how those are still preserved, I think that's super interesting. And we learned a lot.
I'd say that the most interesting part is I find the reindeer herding and all of that and how everything is made from reindeer so interesting, because in Canada we have multiple animals that they would do that from, so you'd have different materials, but the fact that they have found so many ways to use the reindeer is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to come back here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really nice to see differences between other countries, and I don't know, it's just interesting.
I suppose I'd be interested in seeing other parts of Finland.
I think I'd come back in the winter so I could see the northern lights.
Yeah,
I would definitely come back. It's really nice, it's super clean, there's lots to do.
I'd like to come back either when it's day year-round or night year-round, just to see what that would kind of be like to live in.
Yeah.
All day, yeah.
That's interesting.
Do you want to come back and see the Aurora Borealis?
Yeah. Are you excited about tomorrow's trip to Norway?
Yeah. We're super excited. We've never even been to our Arctic Circle in Canada, where we touch the Arctic, so we're super excited to go and see that ocean. I know lots of us have been to the other oceans that touch Canada especially, so I think we're super excited. Even the drive there, I think it'll be really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.